Biden confirms suspect behind New Orleans terror attack inspired by ISIS. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 1, 2025. President Joe Biden confirmed that the New Orleans terror suspect, who drove a pickup truck through a crowd of people on Bourbon Street, had been inspired by ISIS. During a speech from Camp David, Biden thanked the law enforcement officers and first responders who stopped the attacker in his tracks before he could kill or injure more people, and officials within the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Department of Justice, DOJ, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, for working nonstop to investigate the attack. Biden added that the FBI had reported to him that the suspect, who was previously identified as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, was an American citizen who was born in Texas and had previously served in the United States Army and in the U.S. Army Reserve. Biden also noted that videos posted to social media had indicated Jabbar was inspired by ISIS. "I know I can speak for all Americans when I say our hearts are with the people of New Orleans after a despicable attack occurred in early morning hours," Biden said. "To all the families of those that were killed, to all those who were injured, to all the people in New Orleans who are grieving today, I want you to know I grieve with you. Our nation grieves with you. We are going to stand with you as you mourn and as you heal in the weeks to come." Biden added, "Here's what we know so far. The FBI's reported to me the killer was an American citizen, born in Texas. He served in the United States Army on active duty for many years. He also served in the Army Reserve until a few years ago. The FBI also reported to me that mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media, indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill. The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle, which he rented to conduct this attack. Possible explosives were found in the vehicle as well," Biden continued. "And more explosives were found nearby. The attack, which occurred around 3:15 a.m., left 14 people dead and 35 others injured, according to WDSU 6 News. Editor's note: this story has been updated to reflect the latest death and/or injury tolls.